Hey folks, this is David Shore for Crepuscant Child Protective Services. Yeah, I'm doing audio for now. Just wanted to bring something up. Every election year, no matter if it's midterm elections or general elections, the subject of homelessness always comes up. And of course, you got people that are supposedly so-called experts on homelessness. These people said, oh, well, I've done X amount of years of study on homelessness, and I know what causes homelessness. Mostly it's drugs and alcohol. But there's other things. I mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. Look, homelessness is more than just those two, drugs and alcohol. It's mental illness. We have a bunch of mental health facilities that are supposed to be long-term. But the truth of the matter is, if you've known anyone with a case of mental illness or a family with a family history of mental illness, you know that it's not just a one-size-fits-all. There's different things. There are people that lose their jobs and they hit severe depression. Maybe they've tried looking for a job and they've worked, they've tried everything they could. They've taken temporary jobs only to be told, we have to let you go or whatever. The person never misses a day, nothing. But still, and it looks bad on their job history because it looks like, well, this person can't hold a job, but, and maybe they can't. And maybe it's just, like I just got done saying, they just a string of bad luck. And eventually they become homeless. I watched a pilot, one of the episodes of the new series, SWAT. And well, the guy, actually it was, the Equalizer. I got my shows mixed up. Where this guy comes in and he's going to rob the place. And I'll guarantee, and this woman, one of Queen Latifah's, I think it was her sister or aunt or something, she knew how he felt. That, you know, lose your job, you're doing everything you can, and all of a sudden, more setbacks. So homelessness is not you parents that have been homeless, or maybe you're currently homeless and you're living in a shelter. Look, I know how you feel. I really do. I was out here. And I'll tell you, it's not something that you want to brag to people on. Oh, yeah, I was homeless in this place and that place. I stayed in this doorway and that doorway. No, you're not going to do that, and you know it. You're going to try doing everything you can, dress as... You're not going to have holes in your clothes. You're not going to look malnourished. You're going to do everything you can to keep yourself not having the appearance of being homeless, even though you may very well be. There are people that live in their vehicles. You know, people say, well, why would you want to live in your cars? Well, you can get around. Plus, also, if you have a job, at least you can get back and forth to work. Bad part is, many times, all your belongings and everything are right there. So chances are, even if you park in the most secluded area of the parking lot, someone's going to go past it and maybe even talk to a supervisor and say, hey, look, I think someone's living in their car. And that's not something you want to hear. You don't want to have somebody say, hey, look, I'm homeless. That's the only place I've got to live. homelessness can be something as simple as losing a job. It is said that most Americans are one paycheck away from being homeless. One accident, one incident, one wrong turn. And it's not because you don't want to work. Maybe employers... We got employers now hiring, even though we're supposed to be under a fucking recession, which is a damn joke. There are more jobs now than never before. And I know some people who support a certain candidate said, oh, no, it was better under him. You know, it doesn't matter who it was under, okay? Right now, there are employers who are saying, hey, we need able bodies. And what I've seen, this is the first generation that don't want to get off their lazy fat asses and get a motherfucking job and support themselves. Because I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Eventually that bill does come due. Eventually that bill is going to be pay on demand. And guess what's going to happen? We're not going to have that money. The debt ceiling is that pay on demand. We've got a spoiled rotten brat in the White House. It has to be his way or no way at all. We got the other side who made a bill, who passed a bill, whereby, yeah, it does do some budget cuts. I mean, if you have a budget, are you just going to ask for more money without cutting in areas that you know need to be cut? If you're eating out every single day, and I'll tell you right now, I've gotten to that habit because of this job. But then again, when I start getting low on food, on money, I'll look around and I don't have as much food as I thought I did. And so that it tells me I've got to do more grocery shopping and less eating out. But we've got a government that wants to spend and spend and spend and then spend some more. And oh, hey, as soon as we get done with all that spending, hey, we got to spend just a little bit more. But as soon as you say it, and it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat, let's get that straight. I've heard Republicans, as soon as you say that you want to cut spending, they start yelling, hollering, screaming, no! Folks, 2024, what I'd really like to see, and you know, it's logical, it's reasonable, take every last one of those motherfuckers, both on the Democrat and Republican side, out of the Senate and the House. Get rid of them and put all new people in. Also, they cannot be lobbyists, or they can't be lobbyists for 20 years. 20. That means that's about, what, 5 elections? Give or take? Let's keep the lobbyists out. Let's keep the special interests out. And let's force our politicians, whoever they may be, force them to stay within their budget. It's really ridiculous how they're telling us we have to tighten our belts. And especially you single mothers who are following this podcast. Those motherfuckers will tell you, oh, you got to tighten your belt. And it's like, your mothers are probably saying, where the fuck am I supposed to tighten my belt? I mean, geez. You know, you ladies, I don't, now I'm starting to see why If you're getting pregnant, why you may, and I hate to say this because of how I feel about life, but how you might choose abortion. And I know there are some people who are going to get mad at me for saying that. But when you have the prices constantly going up, 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 and you're looking at your finances, and many times they're a fixed amount. Let's say you get disability, and you get Social Security, and also you're getting like food stamps and other things. Now, I don't know how much that would be total. Maybe that's more than enough to be able for you to make it. But let's say you just get government assistance, welfare, and they only give you X amount of money. And let's say, like me, my rent went from $475 a month to $650 a month. That's a $175 jump. Now, I do well, but even I am saying, I've got to look for someplace cheaper. I've got to find ways in which to make my money stretch even more. So, for someone to say, well, you don't understand. Okay, how about this? You make 15 bucks an hour. And I'm just throwing that. Lipper Components, they start their people off around $15 an hour. Then that's 600 a week. That's just a straight 40 hours. After taxes, let's say the taxes are between, let's say on the most, it's $150 is your taxes. You have $450 after taxes. That's before the benefits even come out. And so let's say your benefits are about another $100. You're now down to $350 a week. That's $1,400 a month. And if you're doing that, you don't get government assistance because they say that you make too much. And so you have to get the benefits. You have to have for the whole family. That's $100, maybe $150. Let's say $100, so that's $350, that's $1,400 a month, and then you got to figure out how much your rent is, how much your utilities are, how much your food is, how much it costs for transportation, like gas, things like that, how much you get the general idea. And if you lost that job, how much do you have in savings, how much you have in the account, period, whereby you could afford to survive for a month or two or 6 months, where you can pay your rent, you pay your utilities. Folks, you know, we can talk about these other issues like transgenderism, homophobia, you know, who's going to be the better candidate. But the truth is, let's look at this logically. If you lost your job, or if you're not working right now and the government can't pay you, can you survive without that assistance? Odds are you're going to probably tell me no. Especially if you have children. It's really something. In the 1960s, under Lyndon Baines Johnson, and I did my research. If you were on welfare, if a man was in the house, you lost your benefits unless you got rid of him. Or did the guy. Anyone who is old enough to remember that, who's listening and following this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. What are we going to do? What are we going to say? What do we tell our... How can you look your kids in the eye and when you go to... You're driving down the road. Let's say you have a car. You're driving down the road. And let's say you pull into a McDonald's to get an application. Or maybe you got an interview and your kids are jumping up and says, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. And you're saying, we're not here to get McDonald's. You know, probably mommy has to go for an interview. And unfortunately, hopefully, you have somebody that will be there to watch your kids. Because that's another thing that our politicians don't think of. They say, well, free health, free child care. The problem is that how much of your money, of your pay, goes out to pay on that? You'll say, well, it's free child care. Okay. Then we've got to, then you got to ask yourself, how much of your paycheck do you want to go out there? And once again, you lose that job, maybe you'll get government assistance, maybe you won't. But what if the government assistance is not there anymore? You've got your kids to think of. Maybe instead of being dependent on the federal government, you know, maybe the community should help one another out. Because our homeless community continues to grow. I saw this one video of San Francisco, I think they said. The place is just... It's not the way people remember. Streets are filthy, homeless all over the place. And it's not their fault. People went there for a better life. You see how well that worked out. Let's do everyone a favor, okay? Let's look at helping one another out. In any way we can, if you know of a job. Do, you know, have a job fair. Or at least like a network. And if you've got talents, by all means, share your talents with others. Do it for free at first and then go from there. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And from here on out, whatever candidate you're backing, ask them what they're going to do about the homeless problem. What they're going to do. Tell them, don't worry about what your opponent's going to do. What are you going to do? And if they're in, ask them, what are they going to do right now? Let's force these politicians to do the job that we elected them to do.